or two with me. Would you like to become an automatic millionaire? If what I just told you got your attention, and I sure hope it did, then please prepare to keep listening. I promise that you'll be hooked. This program is designed to be listened to in just several hours and acted on immediately. It's an easy listen, it's an easy system, it can help you if you let it, because it's based on common sense financial advice that is tried and true. One note about this program. The fifth CD on this program is an enhanced CD. That means that besides the final chapters of this audiobook, the fifth CD also contains text and graphics which accompany the content of the audio program. These text and graphic files provide visual enhancement to my narrative. They are organized into two separate PDF files, or portable document format files. The first file is called Visuals. This file contains numerous charts, graphs, tables of summary information, and also a few pages which I will ask you to print out to fill in some blanks. There are even a few contracts which I will ask you to sign. These contracts are actually pledges with yourself that you will fulfill the duties of becoming an automatic millionaire. The second file is called Action Steps. These are checklists which will enable you to monitor your progress as you proceed on your path towards becoming an automatic millionaire. They should be used as summaries for various chapters in the book. I have provided boxes which can be checked off as you accomplish the task of each specific step in the action steps. I will refer to the text and graphic files frequently. They are an important aspect of this audio program. You can view these files on your computer using Adobe Reader. If you do not have Adobe Reader, no worries, it can be downloaded for free at Adobe's website, adobe.com. These files can be viewed at your computer. They can also be loaded into your personal digital assistant or PDA, such as a Palm device or a Pocket PC. While you can view these text files at your computer, I would suggest you print the files for easy reference while you're listening on the go away from your computer. You should print the contents of both files and keep them in a folder or a notebook binder. When I'm speaking about a specific automatic millionaire visual, I'll refer to it by page number for your easy reference. At the end of each chapter, starting with chapter 2, I will review the material we've just covered. I recommend that you follow along on the Action Steps page for that chapter and use the Action Steps checklist to plot your course on the road to becoming an automatic millionaire. And now, let's begin our journey down that road as I explain how you can become an automatic millionaire. Who stole the American dream? Somewhere, somehow, over the last few years, something happened to the American dream. The American dream of owning a home in a nice neighborhood, driving a nice car, providing your children, if you have any, with a life better than you had, and retiring with enough money to do what you want to do when you want to do it. What happened is that this dream has disappeared for many Americans. As a result of the shrinking stock market, many Americans have seen their personal wealth evaporate. Between Wall Street's March 2000 peak and the summer of 2002, U.S. stock market losses totaled a whopping $6.9 trillion. As a result, millions of people have been forced out of retirement and back into the workforce. How long these people will have to keep working is anyone's guess. At the same time, millions more who have plans to retire in the next 5 to 10 years are wondering, what just happened? Will I ever retire? Where's my piece of the American dream? For most Americans, the old approach to investing for the future is simply not working. Consider this. According to the American Savings Education Council, nearly half of all American workers have less than $25,000 in savings. And nearly 60 million Americans, that's 1 in 5, have nothing in the bank. That's right, zero, zilch, nada. At the same time, the latest statistics tell us that the average American currently owes more than $8,400 in credit card debt. What about the baby boomers? Even the supposedly wealthy baby boom generation is on shaky financial ground. Roughly 70 million baby boomers will be reaching retirement age over the next